When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, welcome back to the program. Adam White filling in for Jared Waitley on this Anzac Day Thursday. Don't forget, from 12 o'clock, it'll be Mari and Gazy. That's from 12 till 2. And then the call team come in from 2 o'clock at the MCG with all the action between the Bombers and the Magpies. We're going to go back to 2015 now. Can you remember this moment on an Anzac Day match?
If we're taking requests, this has to be a tour. The crowd willing it on.
So what about Fletcher? Two goals in 95, in the draw match in 95. One in 02, one in 08, and one in 15. It's just crazy stuff. It's ridiculous.
So that is Dustin Fletcher in 2015. A set shot from inside the centre square to the City End that went through. And as Bruce McAvaney said there, he played in that first Anzac Day game in 95 and then played his last Anzac Day game in 2015. That is a lot of Anzac Day matches to play. And Dustin Fletcher joins us on Mornings on SEN. Dustin, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you. Looking forward to the big day. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you played in so many of these games, including the very first one. And you've also played in grand finals. You've won premierships. Where does this rate in the career of an Essendon footballer?
It rates, you know, very highly. I don't put it in the category, and it's a hard one to explain. But I don't feel like, you know, when you're out there, I don't feel like it's a final or a grand final. I think that it's a totally different feeling you get when you're out there playing. But for me, it's one of the best. The game you want to be involved in, and it's got meaning to everyone. You know, it's not just you're playing Richmond. You've got Richmond and Essendon supporters. Everyone's got a feel for Anzac Day, and it's very special.
You played in the first one, and it was a draw, and it was a very dramatic finish, and it was a dramatic day with so many people wanting to get to the MCG. Did you know in the build up to the game, and then when the game was played, that it was going to be the start of something very special?
No, not to that degree. I remember, and I was a bit painful. I like to get, you know, when I drove into the game, I like to get there right on that 2 hours before a game. And I remember this particular game, I was actually about 20 minutes late, and it got halfway through the team meeting. There were quite a lot of players that were late, but you've sort of got to think back, you know, 1995, every game you played was a Saturday, basically 2:20.
Yeah.
And to turn up that Anzac Day on a Tuesday, and, you know, Shees and Bruce Rucks, and they've got together to come up with the concept. It was literally the gates were shut, I think about quarter to 2:30, and we didn't know what to expect. But once we got to the ground, I'll tell you what, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, it certainly was. Do you think back to that day often? Is this, you know, you played 400 games, so there's a lot of games to reflect back on, but that one of such significance, as I said before, you talk about grand finals and premierships, you're part of those, but that particular day?
Oh, I do, there's no doubt about it. And it's I was, you know, very lucky with Sheets and you know, with the build-up, and, you know, he spoke to us a lot about, you know, what Anzac Day meant, the history, and, you know, we went to the Shrine, we did all those type of things. So, and Mick Malthouse was the same, speaking to Collingwood people, he was exactly the same as Sheets. So everyone's been touched by Anzac Day, and I was no different. My grandfather, he was part of the Battle of the Coral Sea back in 1942 as an air gunner. So I sort of understand a little bit of that history before, you know, I was quite good with that because Dad, you know, my dad's dad passed away when, you know, Dad was only 8 when he passed away. So it's got unbelievable significance, and at the end of the day, that's what it's about for me. We recognise Anzac Day in a way that's very special.
And the impact it had on your teammates across the years, the education part of it, the realisation of the significance of the day, not worry about the football, but the significance of the day. you were very lucky to be in that situation that you had all that, I guess, additional education, and you had people like Kevin Sheedy that were so passionate about it. It was almost like going back to school in a way, but it helped shape you as people.
It did, and that's why Sheeds was so great. And it was only, during the week I was lucky enough to be asked down to speak to the players and the staff at the footy club with Joe Watson and Travis Clark, from, even though he's there now, but from a Collingwood point of view. And that's the thing. We all said the same thing. We're very lucky to be playing on this particular day. And I spoke to a couple of the younger players, and, they're not playing today, but, they're on the list now. And a lot of them, all they want to do is be able to play on this particular day. So very special. And I think the young kids now understand that a lot about Anzac Day and what it actually means.
So what do you tell the players when you were there during the week? What are some of the messages you can give as a 400-game Essendon veteran?
Oh, there's probably two, really. And, I fought with it a little bit, early days when we, that minute silence and, they ask about what goes through your head. And in those early days for me, 95, when I was only 19 or whatever I was, it's a bit of a tough one because you're not sure. You want to play well, but you probably don't want to. And I sort of blocked it out a little bit at the start. Like, I thought, don't get too emotional and just, concentrate on the footy and just focus on the footy. But the pre-game goes for, it's a good probably 20, 25 minutes of pre-game that you've got to take in. So as I got older, though, I think I actually let it soak in for that 5 or 6 minutes and just, reflect and have a real, good think about, what the Anzacs did for us. And then I think there's a time where, straight away you can just switch back to football. But, it's a bit of a tough one to explain. But unless you've sort of been out there and you're standing there, but it's still a very, very special moment. I think, as I said, the players understand that now, that, Essendon and Collingwood play on Anzac Day every year. They're very lucky to do that.
We're talking to Dustin Fletcher, who has played in plenty of these Anzac Day games, and there's another one this afternoon at the MCG. Dustin, just your views on the footy club at the moment and how it's going. It's been a long time since the club has had sustained success. They go into the game this afternoon with 4 wins and 2 losses. They played some good footy this year as well as some pretty ordinary footy. How do you see this group of Essendon players?
I think they're in a pretty good spot, and the reason I sort of say that, I think with the coach we've got at the moment, I think he realises what the group he's got. He's had last year and this year. Yes, we've been sort of up and down in win loss. We've won our last two, but the thing I'm sort of happy with is, and even though the last just the last 2 weeks, just the pressure that we've sort of been putting on clubs. And if you've got that starting point of pressure in matches and you can sort of sustain that for a fair bit of the match, it just gives you the chance to be in games and win games of footy. And, I think if you're watching today, that's going to be the key for me. If we can defend the ground and have that pressure for a fair part of the game, well, we're probably going to get one or two chances to take the game, and we'll see what happens after that.
Do you feel this is a group of players that can have some success for the Essendon fans that have been waiting a long time?
Yeah, I do, but I think I'm realistic as well we've got to get better as there's players that are going to get better, and we've had some, and not putting pressure on these guys because they are all coming along quite well, but we've had some good low picks in the draft, and we've got some good young players on that list, and you've seen a bit from Perkins and Harrison Jones. We've been fantastic the last sort of 2 or 3 weeks playing that that forward role, so it's a bit of pressure on those guys because they were low picks, and you want them to perform because you need those to perform. So I think we're in a pretty good space, but still some work to be done. There's no doubt about that. But good space, but let's keep working hard.
And just one final one on Anzac Day. I mean, so many people will reflect back on what James Hird did on so many occasions on Anzac Day. For you, what made him such a special footballer? Not just his kicks, marks and handballs, but the impact that he had on the teams that he played in?
Oh, it's a hard one. He's the best player that I ever played with. And I think the short answer is too, and I was only with him last night, and he spoke about his Anzac Day medals and what they meant to him, and they asked him which was his best one. And for him, he says the one in 2000, because, if you think back, he missed a fair bit of of 99 with his navicular injury, and we lost that one by a point. Coming back into that season was very special. But at the end of the day, it wasn't about the goals he kicked or all that type of things. I think when he had to put his head over the footy and we needed someone to give us a spark, it always got back to James Hird, and that's a sign of an unbelievable player and one that, as I said, was the best player that I played with.
So he coached you as well as a teammate. I'm just interested in, when he was a player, did he inspire with words? So before an Anzac Day game, he'd get everyone together and sort of motivate them. I know you had Kevin Sheedy to do that as well. Or was he someone that just mainly did his motivation through actions?
I'd say, to be honest, it was... he probably wasn't a massive, massive speaker. So when he sort of did speak and he did, you know, get the boys up and about and going, he was really good. But he probably didn't do that as much as some other captains I've had or some other players in the group. So I'd probably say in a way that a lot of it was inspired by his actions. But again, in best of both worlds, when he did speak, you knew he was speaking for a reason, and he could inspire that way as well. But actions for him were, I think, were, you know, even the way he trained. Like, I've never trained with someone that could, you know, do that to himself and his body. He just trained like an absolute animal, and that followed. And we tried to follow suit in that regard.
Yeah. Now, before we let you go, and I appreciate your time, I've got to ask you about your boys, because they're off playing college football. I've heard a little rumour that they might actually be playing together, or at least on the same team very soon, Dustin.
Yeah, that's right. We had a bit of a, the youngest ones put in the transfer only just a couple of days ago, actually. And to cut a long story short, we're pretty happy as a family that he's making his way across to Cincinnati, and he's going to join Mason in his final year. So all it means is you'll have a bit of that family connection there. Mason's obviously a big year for Mason. It's his final year, so he'll have to have a big year if he's going to go in the draft and go from there. But, yeah, so we're absolutely over the moon that Max gets to join Mason at Cincinnati as a red shirt. Also gives him 2 more years left of eligibility, so he'll be able to go on and do his Masters before he takes his go at the big time. So big news. We're really excited. We're looking forward to the season starting. Still got a while to go, though.
So it's almost like a handing over of the baton from one brother to the other.
Yeah, it is, and they might be arguing about who's going to get the 31, but it's funny, actually. It's believe it or not, the teams are so big over there that there's a chance that they could both put the number 31 on, so that'll be interesting.
Wow. Now, as I'm talking to you, amazingly, there is the 95 Anzac Day game on the television. You're kicking goals, multiple goals. I know you've been asked this a lot, but full back or full forward if you had to choose?
Oh, mate, you've only got to ask Lloydie. I think all the money men go up go up front and kick the goals. But yeah, I think I do kick a few goals on a couple of Anzac days, but I won't pump myself up too much because I reckon I've had a few kicked on me down the other end. That's why I was down full forward way.
Dustin, thanks very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. If anyone knows what it's like to play on Anzac Day, it's certainly with you. You played so many of them. Really appreciate it. And good luck with your Bombers this afternoon.
Great. Thanks. All the best.
Dustin Fletcher joining us there. So Dustin started his career at Essendon back in 1993 and finished it in 2015, finishing with 400 games. I do remember a game way back in 1993 where Essendon were playing Fitzroy. It was a Friday night game at the MCG. It was a big game, sort of early part of the season, about round 7, round 8 about this time. And he chose to play for his school, Penleigh Essendon Grammar School, rather than playing for Essendon on a Friday night.